Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back. So today we have with us Ashley Fillmore. Ashley is a leading expert in sustainable weight loss and helps women heal their metabolism, balance their hormones, and achieve body composition changes that last a lifetime. So, of course, we're going to dive into today's conversation that talks about a lot of those things.
Well, hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I'm so excited for our conversation today. So yeah, a little bit about me. I've almost been doing this for 20 years. I specialize in sustainable weight loss, body transformation, specifically helping women. And it really started with my desire to want to help people become the best version of themselves. And yes, we focus in on nutrition and exercise, but we also go deep into your mindset, your lifestyle habit. And then for women that are 35 plus and are starting to naturally see a shift in their hormones, my specialty is hormonal and metabolic health. And I focus in on the hormones that impact fat loss and weight loss, body composition, ability to build and sustain muscle mass. But we really go about things in a holistic way. We really dive into the deeper, why are you struggling to reach your goals? And what do we need to do to help you reach them in a sustainable and healthy way? So that's what I do. My company, Metabolic Fix, specializes in that. That's where the metabolic part comes in with the metabolism background. My company's virtual and I help everyone online and all around the world. So it's so great to make such a big impact.
Awesome. I love that you had mentioned you specifically speak about holistic health. You talk about as the whole person. And I love how you bring that into not only your business, but I've gotten a chance to know Ashley aside from just today's conversation. And that's who you embody. You embody as the woman as a whole. And I know for many of us, if we've been in that diet culture kind of space where it's like we only focus on the diet, the nutrition, right? So like what you can and can't eat and then the fitness and how to move your body, but, you know, not in a way that makes you feel like, oh, this is horrible. It doesn't feel right to me. But you take that integrated approach. And that's something that we at The Confident Woman really hone in on is that we are a whole person. This is a journey. This is a life and hence the lifestyle. So thank you for sharing that because it really just aligns with what we're going to be talking about because as Ashley, she does a lot with the hormones and diet and healing and the composition and everything from a hierarchy theme, but more so from her own personal experiences as well. And so I always love asking our guests, can we peel a layer back and dive into a little bit of the journey that led you into the works that you do today?
Yeah, so I'm really grateful to be here today. And a lot of that has to do with my own story. When I started off my career, even though I was in college for exercise and nutrition, and I had the personal training certifications and all of this, I was a young lady fresh out of college. I started working a corporate job. At that point, it was my only job before starting my company. I was so excited to have the job, to work with clients, just to work with them in person. Being in school, learning about this, my internship becoming my job, dove headfirst. I mean, I was all in with my heart, my soul, everything. But, you know, I didn't realize how much my own insecurities and lack of self-worth was going to impact me professionally. Immediately, I started to feel like I wasn't enough. Not one person said that I wasn't enough, by the way, not my boss. Actually, my boss only praised me. My boyfriend at that time, which is now my husband, only praised me, my friends, everyone, my clients, but I didn't feel like I was enough. Very early on in my career, I remember looking at magazines and I remember looking at other people and started to feel like if I wanted to be a great personal trainer and nutrition coach, that I needed to look just like them. And so that's when I took my knowledge, but then said, this is what you do if you want to be fit and healthy, but I want to look like that competitor on the magazine, so I'm going to have to do more. This isn't going to be enough. And so I started down this very, very dangerous cycle that I was so caught in where, you know, I wasn't feeling like I was enough, but, you know, externally, in front of clients, in front of people, I was acting as if I was enough and I was confident and I had it all together. But it was almost like as soon as I went out the door, as soon as I took that layer off, there was low confidence, low self-esteem. So I started to diet. I started to overtrain. I started to obsess about my food. Keep in mind, at this time in my life, I've always been a petite person. But even with that, you know, I've been just a smaller person my whole life. But I still felt like I just wasn't enough. And what I did to try and become enough is diet harder and exercise more. And that took me down a very, just as I mentioned, it was a very dangerous, self-destructive path. So from there, I started doing multiple workouts per day. I did Weight Watchers. I did 21-day fixes. I did Whole30, but turned it into like the starvation diet. And so those things consumed me, Rachel. And I ended up getting down to a double zero, almost weighing 100 pounds, losing my cycles, experiencing infertility issues at first when we thought about having a family, had absolutely no hormones, hair thinning, disordered eating habit. And that was where, after a couple of years of running my body into the ground, ended. And I was stuck. I remember being in tears and I literally hit a dead end road. And that's when I had to say, I cannot do this anymore to my body. I was miserable. Even though I looked externally, weighed nothing, had the muscle, had, you know, the double zero or whatever I was striving for at that time, I was at one of my lowest points in my life. And the last thing I'll say is I realized that if I was struggling with this, there had to be other women that were also silently struggling too. Not only other women, but even other professionals that were nutritionists and personal trainers and maybe medical doctors, and the list just went on. So that's when I started to heal myself and also open up about this secret, because I did all of this very silently. I struggled for years all alone.
I feel like we're kindred spirits. So much of what you shared, I'm over here just nodding, and it's taken me back to where I was also in that journey. And so obviously to date ourselves there when we were turning to magazines and not social media. So that was a big thing for us, where our influencers came as cover models on every magazine you can imagine. And funny enough, I had worked in retail at the time. And so I was hanging out in the magazine aisle just thinking, I want to look like her, and I want to look like her, and I want to look like her. And then I would go home and just wallow in my own self-misery and be like, but I'll never look like her. And so it's almost like you have this wishing and wanting, but then the reality of, like, you know, being petite, and I'm petite too. I always say that I'm 5'1 on a good day. And, you know, we're very short and we're petite, but it's like, how many of us have looked from the inside out, expecting to live a life modeled by somebody else that we have never walked in their shoes, that they're not even our height, they're not even our size. And it allows for us now to compare and measure our perceived value of self-worth by what others and the standards out there in the industry, and indirectly, is makes us feel less than. And that's, we see that so relevant in today's world, but also so prevalent in social media, because everybody out there is placating, this is the life, this is the beauty, this is what's worthy, this is what's acceptable. And, you know, when you're in your own space, mentally, the mind space, that's where we can fall victim to that enoughness. And that enoughness is the chase that we'll constantly be striving to achieve, but indirectly we'll never achieve it because that's not something tangible we can get. And so I love that you brought this full circle and said it was about healing the relationship that I had with myself. Because no matter what other people can tell me, that I was enough for my boyfriend, who is now my husband and the father of my kids, I was enough for my boss, if he praised me, but I never felt that, right? And So when you're coming that full circle, it's like you had to heal that relationship, because something deep inside was missing, and that longing for to be a void that was filled by externally. I'd love for you to kind of highlight some of those key areas. That what were some of the steps that you had to take in your healing journey that has allowed you to come full circle? And instead of wearing this fake bravado and this fake false sense of confidence, that you can really embody the woman that you are, this whole beautiful, holistic, enough, perfectly imperfect woman that you are.
Yeah. So it started with me literally saying to myself that I'm going to have to pull off the layers and show who I am. And at this point, I can't control what anyone else is going to think of me. Because externally, I wanted to look like you said in the magazine, Oxygen Fitness Magazine, I'd see these women, you know, and honestly, not even connecting the dots that there is Photoshop and there is editing. And I think since Instagram and social media wasn't so big and we didn't see these apps with editing features, my brain wasn't computing that those photos are probably edited. Now, don't get me wrong. Several of them are beautiful in person and look amazing. But I didn't take that into consideration. And so I had to pull back and say, this is who I am and what I'm struggling with. And I am not ashamed of it anymore. Because there was a lot of shame. There was a lot of guilt. And I felt like something was wrong with me. I felt like I can't stick to the diet. I can't stick to this plan. So something's wrong with me, because obviously other women are sticking to it and I'm not. And then there was shame on how do I have this much education and knowledge about how to lose weight in a sustainable way, how to build muscle mass, but I am breaking all of those rules right now. And I do think that things got out of control. And I don't know if that resonates with you, but it was almost like I started to see the way I was eating and I wasn't proud of it. And so I had to, one, accept that this was going to be my journey. And I couldn't control what other people thought of me, even though I cared so deeply about those people. And I wanted them to perceive me as being a great person. And so I stopped hiding. At that point, I literally had to start all the way over. My body was telling me to start over. I just ignored the subtle signs, which became yells and screams towards the end, that I needed to dial things back. From adrenal fatigue and the hormonal imbalances and metabolic damage, I was so mentally and physically exhausted. And so I hit a breaking point too. So I think it was, one, me saying, I have to do this for myself. And at this point, I can't control what other people think of me, but I'm going to let this go because I am doing this because I need to become a healthier, happier version of me. And then it was also my body finally taking over and saying enough is enough. And so I embraced it instead of pushing against it, as I was doing for many years. I said, okay, I'm going to start over. Being a type A personality and wanting to control all things was very, very difficult for me. Cutting back on my exercise, this meant eating more food. This meant saying, I'm not going to continue to treat my body this way. And then what I really want to hit on is it meant that I was going to be willing to do the deeper work and figure out exactly what got me into that situation. Because it actually wasn't the magazine, Rachel. Mm-hmm. It was previous trauma. It was my upbringing. It was insecurities I picked up from my mother. It was my mother passing away at 15. It was being a young teenager on my own and trying to navigate life. It was watching her be abused and the trauma she went through, her not having self-worth or high self-esteem. That's really what it was for me. All of us have a journey and our own story, and we all carry our own pain through life. But for me, there was a deeper, it actually wasn't really the food or the workout. It manifested that way for me. And so when I was willing to start doing that work, everything else started to make sense. That insecurity, the low confidence, not believing in myself, beating myself down, the negative self-talk, all of it started to come full circle. And so that's really what it took for me to start healing, not only my relationship with food and exercise, but my mental health and my relationship with myself.
Thank you for sharing all of that. And I think that you kind of already answered one of the questions I was going to ask, but let me ask it in a different way, because you brought so much to light and you're so right, because it wasn't about just doing the diet or the workout. It's beyond those layers. And many of us, when we look from the inside out, right, externally, that's all we can see. And it's, we usually see only the things that we're seeking, because we're not focused on those other areas. We're just looking, okay, I want to look beautiful. And okay, there's a girl on a cover of a magazine. I want to look like her. I want to feel confident, because we don't even know what confidence feels like. We think confidence comes from the look or the achievement, so that we can now be like, okay, well, if I look like her, then I'm going to be confident. And I had that same backwards approach as well. It's like, if I did the diet perfectly and worked out, you know, sweat is fat crying. And if you're not working out to where you're sore, you didn't work hard enough. And all these BS mantras and slogans and all the things that you see on Fitspo quotes, which do more damage than they do the intention if you're coming at it from a place of trauma and pain, which many of us, when we go into the marketing point here, is we're told to market to the pain points. And so when you're at your lowest of lows, everything is marketable to you because you're desperate to get out of that pain cycle. And so that was me. I was very much that victim. You could have sold me. And I was like, give it to me. Feed it to me. Is it going to make me look like that woman on the cover? That's how pained and desperate I was, because it was years. And I'm sure that it was very similar to you, where it's, this was years that had built up. You brought up time from when you were a young girl to losing your mother at 15, which is such a pivotal time in a young woman's life. And the shame and the guilt that has tacked on to all that stuff. And so my question to you, as you're going through this journey, and it probably didn't come until later, is what I'm going to assume, because of the awareness level that almost peaks when you are into your adulthood. But I'm curious to know, what was that breakthrough moment when you were in the works that you started to finally realize, wow, this is working. I'm changing, and I'm not just changing physically. I'm changing the way I see things, the way I perceive things, the way I'm carrying myself, the way I speak kinder, more loving, more gentle. What was that breaking point for you when you realized all that hard work and that, again, what Ashley had said, it's the deep inner work that you noticed there was a change happening, and it was something that nothing externally could have given you?
Yeah. So that moment came for me when I suddenly realized that the scale, one, there's several factors, but number one, the scale did not dictate my happiness and my self-worth anymore. Like, looking for that external validation, that was one of the things I would say. If I get to X weight, I will be happy and confident. If I reach this number on the scale, I know that's going to be it for me. And so when I stopped looking for that external validation and saying, this is what is going to give me the happiness and confidence, I realized none of those things gave me or were ever going to give me happiness and confidence. That came from within. And the confidence and the believing in myself and just seeing my worth started to come with the healing and the taking the action and getting really uncomfortable. You know, being a young woman, a personal trainer, I was the lead personal trainer and nutritionist in my gym. I had a great reputation with my clients, but then to pull everything off and put that vulnerability out there to do that self-work, to literally say, wherever this takes my body is okay because I have to heal. That to me was confident, not saying I need to be a size zero and look like this model on Oxygen magazine. I was trying to hit throughout my fitness journey, but I wasn't confident. Every time I looked in the mirror, I still would rip myself apart. I was never enough. It did not matter what the numbers were, what the scale was, what the PRs were, what diet I nailed for 30 days without breaking. And so that was my breakthrough, is when finally those things didn't dictate how worthy I was.
I love that. When you stopped looking for external validation and you sought internal reward and fulfillment.
Exactly.
Let that sink in just a moment. In how many other areas of our life are we doing the same thing? Fitness is a metaphor for life. And you hear that quote or saying, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. I'm going to challenge that because it's not true. I love to take that perspective and use how we show up. Health and fitness is about putting in the hard work, the reps, the discipline, the self-control, everything that goes into your workouts, because you're pushing beyond what your mind is going to want to give in or break, or even where your body just says, I'm tired, and your mind might say, okay, yeah, you're tired, let's quit. No, the mind will keep going. And so when you focus the mind on the internal reward, it gives a sense of fulfillment from within. Achievement is externally driven.
Yes.
And it's so cool to look at those things in two different parallels, because we tend to think that success is linear, and that success in any progress that we set out to do, whether it's bodybuilding or fitness and health or building a business, success is not the same as achievements and fulfillment, right? Because you could achieve that body, but the meaning and fulfillment internally is not there, and you'll constantly chase that next best thing.
Exactly.
Wow. I love that you shared all of this, and your story has really highlighted some areas that we as women, we still have work to do. And this is what you do, Ashley. This is why you are in the business and the line of work that you do, to empower others to really find that for themselves, to overcome that narrative, overcome what the world tells us who and what we should look like, and helping from pulling from your own experiences and your struggles, and using that as courage and strength to bless and serve and empower others to make that lasting change within themselves as well. So kind of want to shift a bit here and talk further about how you leverage your story, and you have built this beautiful business that you have, and the works that you do with your clients. What are some of the modalities that you take in your business to help those women over those humps and over those challenges, to get them healed and get their metabolism back up to pace, and more so having them believe in themselves more than what the number on the scale tells them?
Yeah, really great question. Thank you for asking that. So with my own story and struggling silently, and also seeing clients of mine as I was working full time struggle and fall into the dieting trap, similar to some of the things you said as well, I realized that we really needed to go about this in a different way. And so even years before I started my online company, I started really designing how I wanted to serve my client. Unfortunately, though, I was working for someone else, and there was only so much I could do that would fit into the way he wanted me to serve clients, with it being his brand. And so when I went out on my own, I said, okay, this is my opportunity to do things by my own playbook. Number one, it's customization. I want to capitalize and bold that, because every single one of us, it's different and unique. And even if we have a lot of similarities, hearing my story, maybe there are certain things that resonate. Maybe you're thinking, I've been there. I've been caught in the restriction and then binging. I've been caught in the overtraining or bouncing from diet to diet or feeling like I'm a failure. There are still so many differences. And one of the biggest ones is, what's driving that? What's behind that? And so within my program, we do go about things in a very science-based way. I'm very data-driven with my clients, because a lot of our weight and self-esteem and body image issues can be very driven by emotion. And so I'm there for that, because I've been there too, but I also like to look at the data and the science. And so when a client comes into my program, it's customized from the ground up. We work through your obvious things like your nutrition, your workout program, your hormones, and your metabolic health. Some clients need more help in certain areas than others, which is why it's so customized. Some clients come in with a long history of diet. They know how to eat clean. They know what macros are. They know what strength training is. But for example, they're struggling with metabolic damage, or they're going through perimenopause, and they have a really poor all or nothing mindset. So we'll spend 6 months to a year working them through that. The one thing I want to normalize is change takes a long time. And social media does a really great job of making you feel like your results are going to come like Amazon Prime. You order today, it'll be here tomorrow. And unfortunately, that has allowed all of us to have some very unrealistic goals when it comes to transformation. Within my program, it is a minimum of 6 months, but I really need at least a year if you're also struggling with some of the mindset and confidence issues. So again, we start from a very holistic place. Upon joining the program, you fill out assessments, you take quizzes, we do a lot of intake work to see where you're starting, because not every woman, or actually no two women, are starting in the same place. Based off of where you are is where we're going to start you. So for example, client A could have a damaged metabolism from dieting for the last 10 years. Client B could be in a pretty decent spot nutritionally, but going through perimenopause. The approach for both of them is going to be totally different. But there are some fundamentals that overlap when it comes to my philosophies with nutrition, my belief in strength training, and how that's given me a lot of empowerment and confidence as a woman, as far as the client will allow for me to go with them. So we will work through mindset barriers. I'm a big believer in therapy as well. I'm not a therapist, but I will coach and guide my client to the best of my ability within my wheelhouse and based off of my own personal experiences. But I'm also a big believer of, hey, if you are in a deeper place and need to do deeper work similar to what I needed to do, then having that therapist guide you can be so helpful and really support the coaching and work that we do.
Yes, I love all those tips, because that's so important to recognize that when you do work with an individual kind of geared towards our listeners. So when you, if you're kind of new to, say, a coaching or a nutrition space, and you're thinking maybe I might need to tackle that area of my life, those are some of the topics, as what Ashley was sharing. It's like, you don't just get her just on the surface of, okay, here's your diet, here's your workout plan, see you later. She really does take that whole holistic approach, which she had mentioned at the very beginning. And I think that that is so key. So whether you work with Ashley or some other coach out there in the space, be aware of that and be mindful, because what you're getting is that whole deep dive into the different facets and elements that have led to where you're at today. So again, having pulled that experience from Ashley's walk of life, where she can share based on her experiences, and sometimes that, what they say in therapy, you know, the cognitive behavioral talk, CBT, I think it is. Sometimes just having a place to talk and just vent out, and having a shared safe container where somebody who has walked those steps ahead of you can really relate and understand. And if you're finding yourself that you're not in the right place, where maybe you have a coach and they don't really understand it, it might be time to either look for a new coach, or maybe that was the hindrance to even take that first step to hire a coach, because you're thinking, nobody understands me. Nobody knows what I'm going through. What I have found in the health and wellness space, also fitness coaching and training, is that we want to see somebody who is similar to us, and having the courage to share their story, such as what you've done, Ashley, has been so empowering. That helps us feel more seen and more heard, but more importantly, like, you got me, right? You got me. And that's the kind of relationship with your clients and the coaching that you do. And it's a beautiful relationship, but it's also so transformative, because both of you are benefiting from it. And I think that that's so cool what you do with your clients. And I know that it's so fulfilling and rewarding for you as well, just as a personal, but fulfillment, how much we're longing for that from an internal place of purpose and connection, and knowing that we can make a difference and an impact here in this space. So thank you so much for sharing just tips and takeaways and strategies and how you work with your client. And of course, just sharing your story, because I know that that's so powerful. And sometimes it's not easy to do that, but allowing a safe space for you to connect, and obviously with your clients as well. This is what we do on the podcast. We talk about those things, because without the journey, there's no story. And the story is what ties us all together. So I'd love for you just to share a few final thoughts before we...
Yeah. So I want to say to anyone listening that's struggling maybe with body composition issues, which these days it's so easy with social media and the perfect this, and, you know, it's just, I look at it myself and I'm just like, oh, I'm so happy I'm in a better place now. But man, I've really put in years and years and years of work to get here. But to anyone that's struggling with body image issues, or maybe you are in a place right now where you're unhappy with your body composition and you're also not proud of the way that you're trying to lose weight or improve your health, or you're struggling or find yourself starting over and you just feel like you can't get it right, I want for you to know that you will get there. You cannot give up hope. As you heard my story in the beginning, there were some very low moments. But now I'm sitting here over a decade later. I have two beautiful daughters that I worked incredibly hard for, but got my body healthy and had two healthy pregnancies. I am more confident than ever before. The confidence has nothing to do with the scale, what my pant size is, or quite honestly, what other people think of me. It's what I think of myself and who I have become. When something you said on my podcast as well that really resonated with me when I did your interview, Rachel, was I do have a lot of compassion for that younger version of myself. And I'm so grateful for her, because without her, I wouldn't be here today. And the strength that I have is from the struggle and conquering the challenges. So if you're currently going through challenges in your own struggles, just continue to stand back up. Take one step at a time, one day at a time. There will be moments where you feel like you're not getting ahead, and that's normal. Interestingly, to this day, I fell in love with strength training in a whole different format. I love lifting weight. I don't overtrain. I fell in love with fueling my body instead of starving it. I have a healthy relationship with food. Sure, we're human and all have our moments, but none of them get me down, Ashley. You can have that too. There's no secret magic book. It is just doing the work that we talked about today. So you got this. Don't give up hope.
Ooh, such profound words. And, you know, if anything right there is just words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. Today's conversation has been fulfilling for me as well. I would love for you to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can find you, follow along, and continue the journey with you.
Yeah, so I have a couple of different places I'm always hanging out, Instagram being one. My handle is Ashley_Fillmore, F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E 1. So I'm hanging out on Instagram, but I also have a podcast where I go deep into everything that we chatted about today.
Awesome. Well, of course, all of that will be in the show notes below. So be sure to check that out and give Ashley a follow. And if today's episode resonates, please reach out. Let her know. This is why we do what we do, to, you know, take our platform and empower others to know that they're less alone in their journeys and their struggles, and to know that there's hope on the other side and to keep going.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.